ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਪਗ ਪੰਕਜ ਬੰਦਨ ਸਿਮਰੋ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੁਖ ਨਿਖੰਦਨ ਗੁਰੇ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਹਿਰਦੈ ਨਿਤ ਤੇ ਆਵੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਵੋ ਗੁਰ ਅਰਜਨ ਬਿਘਨਨ ਕੇ ਨਾਸਕ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸੁਭ ਮਤ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ਕ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰ ਰਾਏ ਨਮੋ ਕਰ ਜੋਰੀ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਮਨੋ ਬਹੁਰੀ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਪਰਮ ਕਿਰਪਾਲਾ ਬੰਦੋ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਬੇਸਾਲਾ ਬਾਣੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੈ ਬਾਣੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਾਣੀ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕਹਿ ਸਿਵਕ ਜਨ ਮਾਨੈ ਪਰਤਖ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਿਸਤਾਰੇ ਏਕ ਅੰਕਾਰਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਤੈ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਸਚ ਹੋਏ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਬਿਘਨ ਬਿਨਾਸ਼ਨ ਸੋਏ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਬੀਨ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਿੱਖ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸਿਸ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਗੁਰੂ But now let us shift over to Gurbani Vichar. Today I wish to discuss the topic of wealth, of becoming rich, of collecting money. But when I would ask most of you, what do you think it means to be rich? Most people would answer that it means to be rich, to have a big house, to have nice cars, to have lots and lots of money. But when we ask Guruji, Guruji, what does it mean to be rich? Guruji does not say that. Guruji says that this worldly money is all false. Soina rupa sanchiye tan kacha bhikshar. They're saying people run after gold and silver, but they're saying it's all false. They're saying it's bhik. Bhik means poison. Guruji says this worldly wealth is all poison. But then what's true wealth? Guruji gives us a definition of true wealth. Guruji says, Iho tan akhut nan kutte na jaye. They're saying the true wealth is that wealth which never runs out, which never leaves you. So we know that true wealth is not the wealth of this world. Because this worldly wealth we have today, but tomorrow it can leave us. If I had $1,000 and I went to the mall and I started to go shopping and I shopped all day, I would soon run out of the money. If I had $1,000 and every single person I met, if I gave them $10 each, soon after some time I would run out. So that's not true wealth. True wealth is that wealth which never leaves you. True wealth is that wealth which is always there whenever you need it. That's true wealth. True wealth is some wealth. Satguruji has told us, Satguruji says, Aisa tan sanchiye pai, pahe na jale, jal nahi dobe, sang shod kar katho na jai. They're saying, go after such a wealth which can never be burned. Go after such a money which can never drown. That's the true money, true wealth which never leaves your side. It's always there. That's the true money. Everything else is just false. Guruji has told us what is true wealth. Satguruji says, Evad tan hor ko nahi pai, Jevad satcha nau. They're saying there's no other wealth like the name of God. God's name is the real money that we should go after. God's name is the real wealth that we should go after, that we should collect. Why? We're all living here in Canada. But a lot of our elders, they came from India. And India, they used the rupee. That's the money they used there, the Indian money. And when somebody's living in India, they can go all over the place and they can use Indian money and buy whatever they want there. It seems like a lot of money. But now what if that person moves over here to Canada? He moves over here to Canada and he goes shopping in the mall. He goes to the grocery store and he buys a lot of stuff. And he goes up to the cashier. He goes up to the teller, to the clerk, and the clerk says that the total price is $100. And if that person took out his wallet and he pulled out Indian money, if he pulled out the Indian rupee, do you think the clerk would accept it? That clerk would laugh at him. She'd think that guy's a fool. That you're in Canada now, that Indian money, we don't accept it. It's got no value. Over in India, it was worth a lot. But over here, it's worth nothing. It's just worth pennies. And that's this wealth we see in this world. This money we see, these nice cars, these huge houses. Over here, we're like that guy in India. He thinks his money is worth a lot. We think our money is worth a lot over here. We think our money, it's so much. We think we're so rich. We think we got huge houses. We got huge cars. But just like that Indian money doesn't work in Canada, this money, this wealth, these houses, they're not going to work in God's land either when you leave. They have no value. But on the other side, the American dollar, you go anywhere in the world, just about anywhere. You go to Mexico, you go to India, you come to Canada, Russia, anywhere you go, the American dollar is accepted. That's what God's name is, the wealth of God's name. Wherever you go in this world and the next world, that wealth is accepted. And another amazing thing of that wealth, kave kharche ral mil pai, tot na aave, vad do jai. See, this worldly money, if I had $100 and I gave $10 to 10 different people, I would be left with nothing. I gave it to them, but I have nothing in my hands. But Namtan is different. If I have Namtan, if I have Bani inside of me, I will teach one other person to repeat the name of God. So now, he's repeating, but I have not lost anything. That person will go out and teach another person. That person will then go out and teach another person. It always increases, it never decreases. That's the Namtan Satguruji is talking about. But now there's one thing about this Namtan we have to understand. They say, Pure Satgur Diya Dikhai. Only the true Guru can show us this Namtan, this wealth of God. Because look how many people are living in this world. Look how many people are living in this world. How many people are sitting here? How many people come to the Gurdwara every day? How many people go to the churches every day? How many people go to the mandirs, the mosques, the shrines? Every single day, so many people go. But how many of us have actually realized the wealth of God's name? We all say on stages, for the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, we've been hearing about Namtan, Namtan, Namtan. How many have actually experienced this Namtan? How many have actually seen this? Kitne saal nange Namtan diye galla sunde sunde? ਕਿਤਨੀਆਂ ਕਥਾਵਾਂ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ, ਪਰ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ 10 ਸਾਲ 20 40 50 ਸਾਲ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਹੋ ਲੰਘੇ, ਪਰ ਕਿਹਨੇ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਨਾਮ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵੇਖਿਆ? ਹਾਊ ਮੈਨੀ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਹੈਵ ਸੀਨ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ? ਓਨਲੀ ਥਰੂ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਗੁਰੂਜ਼ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ, ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਵੋਂਟ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ. If I was to make an announcement today that tomorrow morning 4 a.m. I'm going to be giving out $5,000 to every single person who comes to the Gurdwara Sahib, there will be a line up here tomorrow morning. But if I announce that tomorrow 4 a.m. come to the Gurdwara Sahib, I'm going to be giving out Naam Tan, how many people will come? Every day the Guru Ghar is open 4 a.m. How many people come here? Because we have not realized the value of the name of God. We have not realized it. I meet Gursikhs. They don't get up at Amrit Vela, and I tell them, why don't you get up 3, 4 in the morning and do Simran, do Nitnim? And you know what they say? They say it's too hard to get up 4 in the morning. They say, I'm too tired to get up 4 in the morning. But those same people, their shift at work changes and their shift starts 4 in the morning, but they can get up for work 4 in the morning. But they can't get up to do Simran 4 in the morning. Why is that? That's because we have not realized the value of Naam Tan. To understand it, we need the Guru. Without the Guru, we do not understand. There's a story of a king named King Karo. King Karo was a huge king. He had lots and lots of soldiers. And he went out and he conquered many, many countries and lands. He built a huge, huge kingdom. And you know what? You would think that if somebody was a king of such a huge land, that he would be happy with his life. But King Karo still wasn't happy. You know what King Karo wanted? King Karo wanted to become the richest man in the world. So he ordered his soldiers to go to every single house in his kingdom and to search through every single house and to bring back every single penny they can find from there. Every single piece of gold, silver, jewelry, anything of value, bring it back to his palace. So the soldiers went. The soldiers went to each house. They knocked on the doors, and if nobody opened them, they knocked the doors down. They kicked the doors open. And they went inside and they grabbed all the money they could find. If somebody was wearing jewelry, if somebody was wearing a ring, they pulled the ring off. Somebody is wearing a necklace, they pulled the necklace off. Somebody's wearing an earrings, they pulled the earrings off out of their ears. And they brought back all this money and wealth and jewelry and gold and silver, and they brought it back to the king's palace. They made a huge pile in the king's palace. All the money in the kingdom was now with the king. The people living in the houses, they were all poor. They had no money left. You would think the king would be happy still. But the king was still not happy. He then made a plan. He ordered his messengers to go to every single village and make an announcement that if anybody can come up with even one paisa, one penny, they would be allowed to marry my daughter and to become the prince. Imagine that. You're so poor, you have no money, you have nothing with you. And now, if you can come up with just one penny, you can become a millionaire overnight. It's like winning the lottery. Everybody went running to their houses, searching, searching, and searching, and there was one boy. He came running to his mother. He goes, "Mother, mother, quick. Tell me, do we have even one penny, one paisa? Give it to me." The mother said, "We have nothing." But he begged and begged, and the mother asked why, and he told her that if I can come up with one penny, I'll be allowed to marry the king's daughter. So the mother told him, "I can give you one suggestion. That when your father passed away, we buried his body." Because they were Muslims. Muslims bury their dead. "We buried your father's body, and when we buried it, we put one Indian rupee, $1 bill in his mouth for good luck." Even today, some villages, they still follow that. They still put a rupee in their mouth for good luck. And the son went there. He dug up his dead father's grave. He pulled out his dead father's body. He opened the dead body's mouth and he pulled the Indian rupee, the rupee out, the $1 bill out, and he was all excited. He came running back, and the next day he went to the king's palace and he came running and he screamed and he said, "I've got a rupee, I got a dollar bill, let me marry the king's daughter." But the king, it was just a trick. He orders his soldiers to arrest that man. And then he asked that man, the king asked him, "Where did you get this rupee from?" And the boy said, "My dead father's body, in his mouth we put it for good luck." When the king heard that, he told his soldiers to go to every single cemetery under his kingdom. Every single graveyard, every single dead body, dig it up and pull the body out and pull out the rupees out of each body. That's what greed does to you. And some people will be sitting here thinking that king is a very bad man. That king is very corrupt. But you know what? It's each and every one of us is that king. Each and every one of us is running after money, running after money. Guruji says, "Kacha tan sanche murakh gawar, man mukh pule andh gawar." Guruji says that those people are fools who are running after this worldly wealth. I don't call anybody a fool, but our guru calls those people who run after worldly wealth fools. They're saying this wealth is not going to go with you. Bikhya kaitan sada dukh hoye, na saath jaye na prapat hoye. They're saying this wealth is not going to go with you. And you'll never be content with it. You'll never be happy with how much you have. You always want more and more and more. I meet people who make $10 an hour at their job and they complain to me. They say, "If only I was making $15 an hour, I'd be happy with my life." Then they get a job which pays more. They're making $15 and then they're still complaining. "If only I was making $20 an hour." They make 20, "If only I was making 25. We're never content with this worldly wealth. This wealth is too strong. This greed is something we must kill inside of ourselves. Satguruji has told us how powerful greed is. Satguruji has told us that greed is something very bad. It's too powerful, and Satguruji has warned us to stay away and always be ready for greed. Satguruji says, "He loba lampat sang sir more, anak lehri kalolate, tavant jiyan boho parkarang, anak paant boho dolate." Satguruji is saying, "Oh greed, you're so powerful. You're so strong. Obviously you can conquer us ordinary people. But even those people who are way higher than us spiritually, even those people who are saints of God, even those people who have met God, even those people who are considered well higher than us, that the ordinary people bow to, even those people, greed corrupts those people too." हे लोबा लंपड़ संगसर मोहरे अनक लहरी कलोलते तावंत जिया भो प्रकार अनक बांत भो डोलते नच मित्रंग नच इष्टंग नच बांधव नच मात पिता तब लजया आ करण क्रोध अखाद खादियंग असाजियंग साज समझिया. They're saying greed, when greed comes inside of people, it makes people break from their own family. It makes people stab each other in the back. When greed comes, it makes brothers and sisters fight with each other. When greed comes, it makes parents and sons and daughters fight with each other. We see that in this world. And Satguruji says, greed, it makes us do things which we would have not dreamed in our wildest dreams. That's the power of greed. But we all hear this, we all know this, but we still don't understand it. We still do not realize it. There's another Sakhi that comes from Sri Guru Nanak Sahib Ji's Jeevan. Guru Nanak Sahib Ji's traveled all over the world. All over the world, teaching people the right way to God, and he came across a man by the name of Duni Chand. And Duni Chand was a very rich man. Duni Chand, compared to today, you can say Duni Chand was a millionaire, a billionaire was Duni Chand. And Duni Chand, he collected money day and night, day and night. He had huge houses, huge mansions. He was very proud of himself that he had so much money. And Guru Nanak Sahib Ji went to visit Duni Chand Ji to teach Baba Duni Chand Ji a lesson. They stayed for a few days, and when Duni Chand was about to leave, when Guru Nanak Sahib Ji was about to leave, Duni Chand said to Guruji that, Guruji, before you leave, please tell me, is there anything I can do for you? And Guru Nanak Sahib Ji said, there's nothing you can do for me. But Duni Chand insisted, Guruji, is there anything I can do for you? And Satguruji said one thing. They pulled out of their pocket a needle, a small little needle which is very thin, and they said, Duni Chand, there's one thing you can do for me. Duni Chand, take this needle, hold on to this needle for me. Me and you are never going to meet again in this lifetime. But I want you to do me a big, big favor. When you die, Duni Chand, when you leave your body, Duni Chand, I want you to take this needle, and I want you to take this needle with your soul when you leave your body, and in the next life, in the next world, I want you to come and give me this needle. And Duni Chand started to laugh. He looked at Guru Nanak Sahib Ji and he started to laugh. Laugh, and Guru Nanak Sahib Ji smiled too. Duni Chand kept on laughing. He kept on laughing, and Guru Nanak Sahib Ji smiled and said, Duni Chand, what's so funny? And Duni Chand said, Guru Nanak, I thought you were a saint. I thought you were a very holy man. I thought you were a very wise man, but you said something very silly. Everybody knows when we die, we can't take anything with us, but you're telling me to take this needle with me when I die. I can't take it with me. And he kept on laughing. Guru Nanak Sahib Ji smiled at Duni Chand. And Guru Nanak Sahib Ji said, Oh Duni Chand, Duni Chand, if you can't even take one small needle which is so short, so thin, so small, if you can't even take one small needle like this with you when you die, how do you expect to take your huge mansions with you when you leave this world? If you can't even take the small little needle with you, how do you expect to take all this money that you have collected with you? That's not going to go with you either. Duni Chand stopped laughing and started to think. And he realized one thing, that Guruji was right. What is the use of collecting all this money, committing all these sins to collect this money, if not even one penny is going to go with you? But the thing is, we don't realize this. Duni Chand realized that day, just from one conversation with Guru Nanak Sahib, Duni Chand realized this. But how many conversations have we had in the Gurdwaras, coming here, sitting here, listening to Gurbani Kirtan, listening to Gurbani Katha? How many of us have learned this lesson yet? We come here, we come to the Gurdwaras, we come and we bow to the Guru. Millions of times in our life we probably bowed to the Guru. Millions of times in our life we probably sat and listened to Kirtan, sat and listened to Katha, sat on stages and done Kirtan, sat on stages and done Katha. But how many of us have realized this lesson? Guru Sahib does not say that we should not collect money, but they say don't just run after money day and night. Don't commit sins to collect this money. That's what Satguruji is saying. Satguruji is saying collect enough for you to live your life. That is what we are discussing here today as to what Satguruji is telling us. And those people who repeat the name of God day and night and collect this wealth, what happens to them? Satguruji says, Se tanvant har naam livlai. That those people who collect the wealth of God's name, they're rich. They're the true rich ones. Just like when we live in this world, a son or daughter, they work all their life. A mother and father has lots and lots of money, but they don't give the keys to the wealth to their children. But if a son or daughter day and night serves his parents, listens to his parents, and the parents know that it's a good son, it's a loyal son, then the parents give the keys to everything to their children because they can trust them. And that's the same for the Guru and God. God is the king of this entire world. Everybody bows to God. And if God is the king, the Guru is also the king. Because they say, Par Brahm Parameshwar Anup. God is very great. But if somebody wants to see a picture of God, what is the picture of God? Safal Murat Gur Tiska Roop. Guru is the picture of God. And Guru has everything, and if we repeat the name of God, Guru will give us everything too. Satguruji says, Pyo dade ka khol ditha khajana, ta mere man paya nidhana. Satguruji is saying, that when some Gursikh comes and repeats the name of God over and over, and over again, the Guru blesses them and gives them the keys to the treasure, and the treasure is opened up. And when you open that treasure, your eyes will pop out when you see what the Guru has. Pyo dade ka khol ditha khajana, ta mere man paya nidhana. Satguruji is saying that. That is today's message. Any mistakes I have made, I wish to ask for the Sangat's forgiveness. And I wish to ask for my Guru's forgiveness for any mistakes I made. Samapti kanto pehlo ek. I have one announcement for the Sangat. That this Friday, July 11th, at New West Gurdwara Sahib, Gurdwara Sukh Sagar and New West Minister, Friday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m, we're going to have a special youth program for the children, where it's going to include Kirtan by children and English Katha by children, for the children. So we ask all the Sangat today in the Gurdwara Sahib and listening at home to please come out on Friday evening to that program this Friday in US Gurdwara. And one more Binti, because in 1.5 weeks we're going to be heading out on a tour of North America to do Katha in English. If any Sangat outside listening wishes to find out about our programs, they can visit our website at www.gurmatstudies.com, where they can listen in to recordings of English Katha and they can find out about our schedule. Any mistakes I made, please forgive me. In ending, let us put our hands together and give response to my Fateh Ji. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.